This is KUT. The Austin School District owns 10 properties that aren't schools, and the school board is expected to vote Monday on whether it will accept bids to possibly repurpose, lease, or sell those pieces of land. That includes the Baker School in Austin's Hyde Park neighborhood. KUT's Kate McGee reports some residents aren't happy the land might be up for sale.
The Baker School was built in 1911, but it stopped being a school in the early 1980s. Now it's the district's professional development campus for teachers and staff. At nearly 5 acres, it's the largest piece of public land in the neighborhood, and some neighbors are afraid what might happen if the district sold the land.
It's a public piece of property, and I cannot see any reason to lose it. Once it's gone forever. It has no benefit in the future for the community. There are many uses that could be discussed and implemented.
That's Mark Fishman. He's lived in Hyde Park for over 2 decades. Now he chairs the Hyde Park Neighborhood Association's Park and Public Space Committee. About 5 years ago, the school district asked for bids for many of these properties, including the Baker School. The Hyde Park Neighborhood Association passed a resolution opposing the sale. Ultimately, the board rejected the offers.
It looks like deja vu all over again.
Fishman says the district should lease the land, but not give it up. It's too early to say what the district will do. It doesn't have to accept any of the bids for sale or lease. The resolution that's up for a vote Monday just allows the district to accept bids. At Monday's school board meeting, Trustee Gina Hinojosa reminded the district to be
sensitive to expectations of neighborhoods and communities within which these facilities are located, looking to be respectful of neighborhood plans and how development or usage of any of these facilities might affect neighbors, surrounding community.
The resolution also includes the district's main building downtown, Allen Elementary School in East Austin, and some vacant land around the city, among others. The entire list of properties is valued at $95 million. Kate McGee, KUT News.